The coronavirus pandemic has changed the way the state's power grid is being used. WXXI's Randy Gorman spoke with a top executive for two local utilities.
Carl Taylor is president and CEO for Rochester Gas and Electric and New York State Electric and Gas, and like many of us, he's getting used to new patterns of activity in his own household. He says his college-aged son is studying from home now, and in general, a lot of people are seeing energy consumption go up because they are either home all day or working from home. But Taylor says it's a different story on the commercial side, with a lot of businesses around the state forced to close if they are considered non-essential.
So you got this uptick in residential, but you've got really this reduced energy consumption at the commercial side of the business. And it varies across the state. Upstate New York, you're seeing varying degrees of that. But when you get down towards downstate, where there's much more commercial load, you're even seeing a more significant amount of reduction.
And Taylor also announced on Thursday that RG&E and NYSEG are donating $75,000 to FoodLink to support the growing need for that organization's services, and the utilities are donating $275,000 to food banks around the state. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.